Imagine walking into a store filled with products that all do exactly the same thing. How do you choose? In 1997, when Steve Jobs returned to a struggling Apple, he didn't focus on processor speeds or memory capacity. Instead, he told his team that marketing is about values, what a company stands for beyond making products. This insight transformed Apple from near bankruptcy into the world's most valuable brand. They didn't just sell a 32 MB music player, they gave us 1,000 songs in our pocket. Every product has two elements: the cookie, the tangible product with fixed value, and the fortune, the intangible meaning that creates emotional connection. When Zappos entered the competitive shoe market, they didn't focus on having the most styles or lowest prices. Instead, they built their brand around delivering wow through service. Dollar Shave Club disrupted Gillette's expensive razor market with a viral $4,500 video that told a simple truth: stop paying for shave tech you don't need, gaining 17,000 subscribers in just 1 week, while Gillette spent $185 million on marketing. The frightening truth? The best product doesn't always win. The best story does. Every day, people who are merely good enough succeed because they tell better stories. What business are you really in? The most successful brands understand where their business's truth intersects with customer needs. Jimmy's Iced Coffee demonstrates this perfectly. After discovering iced coffee in Australia, Jim Cregan and his sister built a brand around happiness in a carton. Jim's personal touch, like offering samples to drivers in traffic, helped grow their turnover to $250,000 in just 2 years. When Pampers lost market share, they realized they'd focused on technical dryness while mothers cared about baby development. By understanding this truth, P&G transformed Pampers from a $3.4 billion to $10 billion business. Purpose-driven brands outperform competitors. Jim Stengel's research shows they grow 3 times faster, with leaders like Apple and Google growing tenfold. Lego Story proves how rediscovering purpose can save a struggling business. Despite being named Toy of the Century in 2000, they faced massive losses by 2004. CEO Jürgen Vig Knutstorp spent 2 years uncovering their true purpose: to inspire and develop the builders of tomorrow. By returning to their core building system and abandoning unfocused diversification, Lego transformed from losing $337,000 daily to earning $110 million in 2005. Vision represents your business's intended impact. Airbnb emerged in 2007 when design graduates offered airbeds in their apartment during a conference. Their vision evolved from solving a rent problem to creating a global community marketplace, what founder Brian Chesky termed the sharing economy. Similarly, Scott Harrison transformed from nightclub promoter to founder of Charity Water after volunteering in Africa. Seeing people living on less than his former nightly alcohol expenditure, he launched the organization with a birthday fundraiser that raised $15,000. Within 6 years, Charity Water funded 8,000 projects, bringing clean water to 3 million people. Values anchor brand authenticity, and compromising them for growth diminishes a business's essence. Tom Organic's Amy Marks discovered harmful chemicals in tampons during a school project and created chemical-free alternatives using organic cotton. In 3 years, she successfully moved organic tampons from health food stores to mainstream supermarkets. Designer Tina Roth Eisenberg followed her motto, "Either do something about it or stop complaining," when she founded Tatley Designy Temporary Tattoos. What began as a response to poor quality children's tattoos grew into a global business with 8 employees, 350-plus designs, and distribution to 400-plus stores across 90 countries. Your employees embody your brand's story, from leadership-shaping culture to frontline staff making customer connections. Kimpton Hotels exemplifies this through their customer-focused approach, achieving industry-leading satisfaction, 93%. When one guest mentioned her bad back, staff not only upgraded her room, but delivered Epsom salts with a personal note. This level of care stems from finding the right people, valuing them, and fostering entrepreneurial spirit. MailChimp stands out by bringing humanity to customer interactions. Their personal touch shows in messages like, "We're heartbroken to see you go," and "Thanks a million. It's like gold dipped in frosting for us." They hire people passionate about customer delight, encouraging authentic expressions of their culture through playful elements like t-shirts and monkey hats. Why would someone pay $8 for a rose on Valentine's Day that costs $5 two days later? Because customers don't buy what you do, they buy how it makes them feel. Research shows 95% of consumer decisions happen unconsciously, with people justifying purchases rationally but buying emotionally. True value lies in intangibles like connection, happiness, safety, and belonging. Snakes and Lattes in Toronto proves this point. This board game cafe charges a cover fee for customers to play their 2,500-plus games. Despite two-hour waits, customers give five-star reviews because the value isn't in the coffee. It's in the connections made over games and the emotional experience that can't be measured in dollars. Josh Behan's chocolate company further illustrates how integrity creates value. After discovering that industrial chocolate production sacrificed quality for yield, he launched Ahen & Co. in 2011, using traditional methods to make chocolate with just cacao beans and sugar. Customers paying $10 for his chocolate bars aren't just buying chocolate, they're buying the intention and integrity behind it. The Hyute Denim Company was founded to revitalize Cardigan, Wales, where 400 skilled jean makers lost their jobs when a factory closed. They focus on making the best jeans, not the most, charging $350 per pair with a six-week wait for customers who value quality and purpose. As founder David Hyatt says, businesses need soul too, and the why is the soul. Their history tag gives each pair of jeans a unique number that customers register online to document their adventures, connecting makers with wearers. By celebrating their craftspeople, called Grandmasters, Hyute demonstrates how a purpose-driven brand can create loyal customers who become advocates, sharing the story with others who share their values. In today's competitive landscape, your story is often your only sustainable advantage. The most successful brands create meaningful connections through consistent storytelling across all touchpoints, from visual identity to customer service to operations. People don't just buy what you make, they buy the story you tell and how you make them feel. Your brand's meaning creates lasting value and emotional connection. When you align every aspect of your business with your core truth, purpose, and values, you transcend the commodity trap and become meaningful in people's lives. What story is your brand telling? Is it worth believing in and sharing? The answer determines whether customers become one-time buyers or loyal advocates who carry your story forward.